I don't know. I guess my handle's fine for now.
Okay, that's fine. All right, just going to go right into it. Hello and welcome to another edition of the Webcomic Beacon here at webcomicbeacon.com, part of the Webcast Beacon Network at webcastbeacon.com, covering and promoting creativity and the creative process since 2007. I'm Fess, and with me we have a blast from my personal past as far as way, way, way back in the Comic Genesis days when I was, before I even had the podcast, before I even had my webcomic. There were a bunch of people I did follow on Comic Genesis, one of which we have on the show today. It is Mercury Hat. Mercury Hat, welcome to the show.
Hello, thanks for having me.
And thank you for coming on. And I got to tell you, the reason you're here today is because I actually started seeing stuff from you again. I was like, oh, hey, I remember that person. You started coming in across on some reblogs on Tumblr.
Yes. I didn't do a lot for a long time. I've been sort of online. Oh, God, it's been like 10 years, yeah. 11 years. But, yeah, I didn't do a lot for a while, and then I just started getting into doing stuff again.
All right. Well, I think what I'd like to do, I do want to talk about some of the current stuff that you've been doing, but I also want to talk about the past a little bit, if I may. You know, these kids these days, they don't have quite the appreciation for the internet as much as we did, with Comic Genesis and in Drunk Duck and the fact that we had to have multiple websites to cross post because one of them almost seemed to be down all the time at some point, right?
Yeah, I don't think people really have to have mirror sites much anymore.
No, not these days.
Yeah, it's a lot different. Web host for yourself is a lot cheaper now, and everybody kind of has their own domain name usually.
Oh yeah. Did you have a mirror site?
I didn't. I didn't really have enough people that read my stuff that was really an important thing.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, you had a mirror site either because your host went down or because you got penny arcaded, but that doesn't happen anymore either. So.
Yeah. Yeah, it doesn't.
It's a lot different.
One of the how well do you remember the Comic Genesis community?
Pretty well. I mean, I met up with some of them offline once or twice, not too often. I didn't really go to any of the big meetups.
Yeah, there was a Comic Genesis. I don't remember a hangout one. I remember going one year in which, Hogan from the Webcomic Crossover and Cameo Archive came to America, and I was like, I got to go to mm-hmm. that one. How often would I see that? And another guy who does Rogues of Cloud Run was going to be there, too, from England. So,
right.
So you never even went to one of those?
No, I wasn't really interested in meeting up with people that I didn't know very well.
Oh, okay.
The people I met up with were people that I talked with, you know, off of... like in chat rooms or whatever, okay. In private, AOL, MSN Messenger, that kind of thing.
ICQ.
ICQ? I wasn't that old. But.
Oh, okay. have you maintained any relationships from back then to now? Because you said you sort of had like a lapse in...
Yeah, I always kept up kind of... little bit with some people, and I still do kind of on Twitter and chat rooms, that kind of thing.
Okay.
But not really any cohesive forum.
Okay. That's
like
cool.
Before.
It's, yeah, I haven't kept too much in touch with, it was very, very, forums were very much an active thing for those communities, be it the Webcomic List or Comic Genesis forums. These days, I know I don't think the forums are as big of a, I mean, mostly it's like, anything will have like a comment system, so you don't need a whole separate forum for it though. So a little bit of that.
Yeah, it's a lot more scattered. There's, it seems more like you'll just find a group you fall in with and there's Skype chats or you'll meet up at cons or what have you, yeah. But it's not such a, I don't know if forums are such a big thing anymore.
Yeah. So one of the bigger things I remember that you were doing back in the day was a comic called Breakdown. Now, I did bring this up to you in the emails, that was like one of the things I kept following. And I even had I remember having a cameo of one of your characters in my comic once.
Yeah, it's, I don't know if I'd ever go back to it. I didn't really plan out the story very well. I changed it a lot as I was doing it.
Was there any other, like, that's the only one I remember. Were there any others around that time before or after that one that you were particularly working on?
No, not really. I had my very first one, and then I went on to that one. Okay. And then I had a lot of false starts, and then I didn't really do a whole lot of narrative stuff for a couple of years.
And that's the leap into what you're doing right now. One of the things I found interesting about when you just, I don't know, somebody must have been reblogging what you were doing, and I was like, oh, yeah. And then I started following it, and then I realized you were essentially doing 8-pagers, like little vignettes. You're not continuing any particular thing. You got like 8 to 10 pages of like a short story that's essentially a little self-contained setup. It could be expanded upon for something, but you don't. So what can you go into some of the? Was this a very deliberate thing that you decided to do?
It was. When I first started, I was doing it as a test to see if I could stick with something. I have really bad motivation and follow through sometimes. So I think a shorter story helps me focus more on something so I don't get bored. And I'll have a rotating batch of characters. If I get bored with doing one setting, I can move on to something else. I really laid it out with the idea of being able to do a non-linear kind of thing. I'll jump forwards and backwards. If I'm bored of something, I can move on to something else.
So do you plan to actually go back to some of the previous stories that you've done to basically extend the story, or?
I've already done, I think, one or two where I go back to characters that I already did one on. I think right now I'm working on one that revisits some characters in one of the earlier ones that I did. There isn't really a big overarching kind of plot, I would say. It's really more geared towards slice of life. But there are characters whose paths will cross in the future. And they'll meet up. They'll have their own little stories. They might separate again, or they might stay together. Like right now, two groups of characters from two different stories have met up at some point in the off-panel kind of thing, and they're living together.
Very cool. I think I've been just trying to catch it on Tumblr, so I'm going to add the page, the actual website, to my bookmark so I can keep up on it. With that was going to be my other question. Do all of your stories that you've been doing on fox-soap.com, have they all been... Are they all in the same universe? Same world?
Yes. Right now I'm working on... It's basically a collection of short stories, I guess would be the easiest way to call it, is the On the Shoulders of Giants is what I'm doing. And it's a post-apocalyptic slice of life is the best way I've found to describe it.
Very cool.
So it's all the same universe.
Yeah, there was some sort of stuff that was happening that was like, is this like similar? Because yeah, there's so self, a lot of I love how the sections you do are just like short little like vignettes, and I can totally see this being like a very cool collection of vignettes. So this is I've not really seen anybody like really like there seems to be like this big draw to do the funny humor gag a day strip comic or the long storyline page comic, and I think you found like a great bite-size snackable version of a web comic where you got all this little bit. You don't need to fall back so much and get lost in the overarching story. So I really like what you're doing is basically what I'm saying.
Yeah, it really lends itself really well to experimenting. Like if I want to do something about this particular theme or this kind of tone, I can do it, and then it doesn't really affect too much of the rest of it.
Excellent. I am going to jump to some of my sheet of questions here.
All right.
All right. So, if you can, what is your elevator pitch for your current projects?
What was it? I wrote it out at one point. It's a non-typical post-apocalyptic story. It's very slice of life. It's very character-oriented versus setting-oriented. So there's, you know, it's nothing like zombies or that kind of thing.
I think there was, I think there might have been like one, you had sort of a red herring moment.
I did. And yeah. The last one that I did, it was on purpose.
That was great. Do you plan on doing this whole project thing for a while, or is this sort of like an intermediate thing for a different project that you want to do in the future?
I think I'll stick with it as long as I've got ideas for it.
Sweet.
I've got a couple of handful of things.
And on that, do you have a particular end of how these would they all come together? Or I mean, you don't have to tell me, but is like, do you have like a definite end for this, or just sort of, you know, just seeing where it goes?
It's just sort of seeing what happens, since it's more character driven. There's always the option of introducing new characters.
Absolutely.
I might wrap up some character plot lines, so to speak, capping them off, but it's just very open. It's just whatever comes to mind, basically.
Mm-hmm.
So I hadn't really had any sort of ending in mind.
All right. What are your tools of the trade?
When I started this, it was paper, but as of, I think, the third story I did, I went all digital, which I hadn't done before. Mm. I got a really good deal on Manga Studio. At that time, I was using 4EX, and now I'm using Manga Studio 5EX. And it works for my little project. I've got a Bamboo Fun tablet. I think it was the Fun that I'm using, so pretty basic. But it gets the job done.
So have you used a tablet before this all digital, or as far as for inking and drawing?
I had used it for kind of doodles, but I hadn't really done a full page start to finish with it until I started doing this.
So the whatever the Bamboo version you got, obviously it's not a screen one. So how long did it take for you to get comfortable to actually full on drawing with that style? Did it take you a while?
It took me a little bit. What really helped was I got the Frendin brush pack. I don't know if you've heard of Frendin, but he makes a lot of Photoshop brushes and Manga Studio brushes.
Mm-hmm.
So the ones that he made for inking respond very well, like an actual brush does. So it really adapted to my style of inking pretty quickly.
Great. I haven't yet gotten in on any of those brushes, but I've been hearing a lot of great things from Frieden. I'll try to get a link to that guy's post, his blog, in this episode's show notes.
Yeah, since I'd already had a lot of experience with traditional inking tools, I had been using a brush.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't a huge jump. Like, the big thing if you're switching to digital is to try to sort of go with what you've already been doing, I feel. So if you're already used to using brush inking, try to recreate that.
Yeah, but you don't usually not look at your hand or while you're drawing.
Yeah, the disconnect is a little tricky sometimes, but I don't think it took me too long to get over it, I'm going to say.
Awesome. All right. Let's see here. Are you self-taught with artwork, or have you had formal training?
I'm basically self-taught. I've gotten tips and pointers from people who are better than me, but I didn't have any official art training, I would say.
Okay.
So a lot of this project is also teaching myself how to do different things.
Nice. Still learning.
Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
All right. Are you at all thinking about publishing your comic more than just online, like maybe printing it or going to cons and you, easily you can print up ash cans for any one of these stories?
Yeah, I actually went to SPX, which is Small Press Expo. It's in Maryland. It was in September. And I have a laser printer, so I printed up a bunch of minis. It was really easy and really cheap because I did it all myself. And since it's all black and white, I don't really have to worry about the cost.
Yeah.
So I printed some up and I handed some out to people that I knew.
So did you actually table or did you attend?
I just went. I had friends who had tables, but...
Okay. How was SPX? What is like the... Can you kind of describe what the feel is there?
It's... I'll try to do my best. It's actually the only con I go to or have been to, but it's very creator-oriented. So a lot of the tables, the bulk of the tables, are people who are self-publishing.
Mm-hmm.
There are some bigger publisher tables, like Top Shelf has a table, a couple of other tables that sell like Peanuts collections and Pogo collections, that kind of thing. Mm. But for the most part, it's people that have a web presence that are doing their own thing.
Very cool. Let's see here. Some of the other questions I have relate to like social media. Do you keep up creatively through social media with plugging your stuff, or is it basically just sort of like doing the Tumblr thing?
I try to. I'm still kind of learning the feel of self-promotion, so I'll make Tumblr posts and Twitter posts, and that's about it, really.
Okay.
I tried getting into Google Plus, but there isn't really much of a community that I could find on there.
Well, I'm following a decent handful, of course, there, but some of it might be search tags, I would.
Yeah, I'm trying to, mostly on Tumblr, I try to tag myself with a couple of things to try to get spread myself out, I guess.
All right. So since you've come back to us, to the webcomics community, has anyone else come out of the woodworks and be like, oh, hey, I remember you?
I mean, I have reconnected with people, but it's people I was off and on still speaking with. There's actually I don't interact with him, but the guy who does Derelict, he was on Comic Genesis a long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
And we actually surprised him at his table at SPX since he had a table there.
Awesome.
So that was kind of fun.
Great. Let's see here. As a creative peer, do you feel you have more to teach or more to learn?
I definitely have a lot more to learn, I would say. I am always trying to self-improve, and I'm always looking at artists who I like to see what they did, to see how I can figure out to improve myself.
Yeah.
Big things and little things like writing and also just art techniques and that kind of thing.
Do you handle criticism well then?
I haven't really gotten a lot, so I don't really know.
People critique your stuff, like fellow peers?
I've been meaning to ask for critiques. People don't really, you know, people are busy with their own things, so a lot of people don't just sort of offer things.
Oh, I suppose. All right, so sort of getting down to my few questions here. We'll do this one. What are some of your favorite comics that you think others should check out?
That's a good question. There are a lot that I read. I'm trying to think what all I should recommend. I like Dead Winter, which is a zombie comic, but I would call it Little Z rather than Big Z. It was one that really stuck with me because I don't like zombie comics. I don't like anything like that, but
yeah.
Dead Winter isn't really about zombies. It was kind of an inspiration to what I was doing with my own.
Yeah.
Because it focused a lot on the characters.
They're kind of just there. The zombies are occasionally.
Yeah, it's just an outside pressure, which is what a lot of the older zombie movies treated them as. Where it's an outside pressure just getting people together who maybe normally wouldn't come together and seeing how they interact with each other.
Oh, yeah. We had Dave Chabot on... Dave does Dead Winter, and we had him on the...
She's Allison now, by the way.
Oh, okay. Let me update my...
Update our notes, yep. But she's great. She's a friend of mine, so we chat a lot. we met up at SPX, that kind of thing.
All right. Well, I was just going to say we had them on the show, actually, for our Webcomic Beacon episode 211.
All right.
Back in 2011. So
yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, no, that was great. We love us some Dead Winter. So, all right. Any other comics that you'd like to plug?
There's Evan Dahm's comics I really like. I like how he does, he did Rice Boy Batu. His production schedule. He's very motivated, very consistent with putting out pages. His black and white art is really good, which is something that I like to look for.
He's recently done a Kickstarter for Illustrated Wizard of Oz comic book.
Yeah, I've seen the illustrations on Tumblr, and they're actually really good.
Sweet.
I don't know how I feel about the Wizard of Oz, but his drawings are really good.
Oh yeah, totally. he totally takes that style. We've had him on the show too.
Oh, okay. I'll just figure out who you've had on the show, and I'll give him another plug.
That's fine. That's fine. It's plug time.
The thing is, I mostly read comics in chunks. Like, I'll buy the books when they come out. I don't really read them update to update. I read Wittershins, which is, Kate Ashwin. She used to do Darken back 1,000 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
So I read that one. That one's a good fun.
What's the name of that one?
Wittershins.
Wittershins, okay.
Yep. Widdershins. It's an alt history Victorian magic kind of thing.
Cool.
But again, it's a sort of an atypical cast for that kind of setting. Atypical as to what you would normally associate with that kind of setting, that is.
Right, right. All right. Is that it for plugs then?
I'm trying to think. Also like Riverside Extras, which is sort of a noir 1920s, I think it's pre-prohibition kind of feel to it.
Okay.
Sort of a rival gang kind of story. But again, the characters are not typical of what you would expect for that kind of setting. One group is an all-female gang. So...
Alrighty, so I'm down to my last 5 fun questions.
Okay.
Now, you can have fun with this. If your life was a comic, what genre would you be in?
Oh gosh, I hope it's slice of life. I can't take anything horrible happening to me.
So, who and what would your character be then? Just you?
Yeah, just me, kind of an observer. I don't really need to be the main character. I can just be the fun side character, I think.
Okay. So, but who would your arch nemesis be? Real or fictional?
Gosh, I don't know. I like to think that I'm pretty easygoing and I wouldn't have one, but I guess I would have to have one in conflict.
Yeah, otherwise there wouldn't be much to tell, right?
I don't know. That's a tough one.
Okay. Well, what would your Achilles heel be? Your kryptonite?
I would say I'm physically not very capable, so if I had to climb a hill or something, I would probably.
So your Achilles heel would be the Achilles heel?
Yeah, life. The world.
All right. Now, what one superpower or super skill would you like to have?
I've always been attracted to flying, but in more practical everyday life, I think doing something to get bugs away from me would be nice.
Alrighty. Every time I ask these questions, they're always fun. And that's all I have on my side. Is there anything that I didn't get to that you wanted to talk about?
I don't know. I was just thinking a lot about why I've been doing comics. And I was just thinking that it's mostly because I like to... I always feel like you should do the kind of story that you wish you could find, but haven't been able to.
Okay.
So, like with post-apocalyptic fiction, there's a lot of focus on zombies and running and violence and that kind of thing. And it never really grabbed me. It wasn't really interesting to me. So, there's a, I completely forget the name of it, but there's a manga that I also liked where it was about an android who owned a cafe in some sort of post-apocalyptic Japanese countryside. It was very mellow. It was very serene, I think would be a good word for it, where most of humanity had died off. But hey, here's this nice, pretty seaside country, and let's just take pictures with a camera, that kind of thing. Huh. I'm trying to remember what it's called, and I really can't remember. But it was the kind of tone that I like, where everything's just kind of laid back. You know, life goes on kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
Well, I do got to say thank you very much for joining me on this show. It's been nice talking to you, even though we never actually really talked all that much. But it's like, you know, it was really nice seeing you mm-hmm. come back and creating again. That was really great.
Yeah, I mean, comics aren't something that you have to get over and done with by the time you're 25. It's something that you can keep doing up until you're a frail old grandpa, so...
I'll be in the nursing home making webcomics.
I know. I hope I stick with it for a long time. Even if I don't get to it for a week or two, I always come back to it. It's the one hobby I think that I've really stuck with.
Excellent. Excellent.
For more than a couple months.
Yeah. All right. Well, Mercury Hat, I do want to thank you one more time for coming on to the Webcomic Beacon podcast. Once again, everyone can follow Mercury Hat on Tumblr or go to fox-soap.com for the website experience. But and that is pretty much it. Look for the notes and the plugs on this episode's show notes. And you know, Mercury, I hope I wish the best with your current endeavor. And thanks once again.
Yeah, thanks. I hope everything goes well for you too.
Thank you.
All right. Bye.
All right. See everybody next time.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.